tea, sir?
We have chamomile, elderberry, and Earl Grey.
I suspect that you might prefer the Earl Grey, though.
Oh, was I right?
Oh, and
let me see. With 2 sugar cubes?
I'm not really sure how I know either. It must be one of the new senses that I have now that I became a clockwork. They said that the programming might rewire our brains a bit.
Oh, it's nothing sinister, sir. Please don't look concerned. We still have free will, and we can do what we like. It's just that we get certain impulses now and then, and particular things are more apparent to us.
Oh, that makes sense?
Sorry, the doctor must have explained it better before my operation. I remember him saying that all different types of clockworks had their own unique programming. The soldier clockworks were made to be fearless and quick-minded, and the dancer clockworks were made to be elegant and graceful. But I'm just a maid. So mostly I'm good at spotting dust and knowing which tea people prefer. However, I don't really mind it. I like the quiet, and it's way better than any old hospital bed.
Oh no, sir. I wasn't like most. There was no accident. The clockwork parts weren't needed to save my life. I was just a very sickly child. I was never quite sure what with. But it meant that I had to be confined to a bed for the rest of my life. I spent ages trying to convince my parents to let me have the clockwork operation so that I could live normally. Well, mostly normally. They always refused. But now that I'm of age, they can't stop me. And I assure you, sir, it's a choice I don't regret. Still, I do apologize. I probably shouldn't ramble so much. It's, well, I assume you are my benefactor?
Oh, I hope you don't find this question too impolite, sir. They told me that I'd be serving this handsome gentleman up north, and you're the first one I've seen since I've arrived at the manor. The past few days, it's mostly been just learning from the other maids. I've tried to be patient, but I really want to thank you.
Well, for the operation, sir, of course. It's given me everything that I've always dreamed. Even though it's only for a short while, I feel like a new person. I can walk and sing and breathe in fresh air. Oh, I realize it might not seem like much, but it means everything to me.
And you mean everything to me, sir, because you gave me this new life.
Oh, I'm sorry if that was a bit too much, sir. I've been locked away so long that I'm not really sure how affection works in the real world. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. I could just get back to pouring tea and minding my own business. Unless... Did you want to say something, sir? You look like you have something on your mind.
Sir, you don't have to apologize to me. You didn't do anything wrong. You saved me.
I know that I had to be reprogrammed, but the operation had to remove part of my brain anyway. There was really no other option, and the truth is, I kind of like it. So much more of the world makes sense now. Unlike before. I'd be confused with how you're staring at me, but now I can tell that it's because you're attracted to me.
Oh, I probably wasn't supposed to say that. Sorry, I'm still new at this. But I still think I'm supposed to tell you, for some reason. I can't explain it. It feels like the right thing to do. And I should probably say that, sir. I find you very attractive, too. I guess I could have said that better, but I've been trained to be civil. However, don't worry. I can say more. Well, here's a little secret. Before the operation, they gave me a choice of what type of clockwork I wanted to be. I could be a firefighter, or a hairdresser, or, well... I think the book they gave me had about 20 positions in it, all from different benefactors wanting a little help. But your ad was my favorite.
It may seem silly, but something about seeing your picture and imagining myself as your maid, it just seemed perfect. It might not be as heroic as a life being a nurse or soldier, but it still seems so noble to me. I think it was this idea of spending all my time helping one person, especially helping you, that appealed to me. I thought, if I could just make his life a little better, then it would be worth it. So that's what I think I'm meant to do, to make your life better. And I could do that by pouring tea. But if you wanted something more... Sir, there is nothing I want more than to please you. And serve you in any way that you might wish me to. Yes, sir. I promise it's not a programming. I just want to do it. The glare in your eyes is hard to resist. And well, there's just something about this outfit. I must say that I greatly admire your taste, sir. A classic Lolita maid uniform is very proper, but still somehow so sweet. I'm quite happy to show it off for you. Especially since the skirt is so short. If I bend over just to pour your tea, then you should get a lovely look at my pretty little ass. Enjoying the view, sir? Well, then, you wouldn't mind if I wiggle it back and forth, just so I can tease you? Because I want to please you, and I want to show you how happy you make me. Of course, sir. You're welcome to grab it if you wish. After all, it does belong to you. Really, sir, it's all yours. Because you own me. At least, I want you to. I don't want to belong to anyone else. I want to belong to you. I want to be yours. So grab my ass, because it's meant to be your property. Just like that. Thank you, sir. You're already giving me goosebumps. Yes, I know it's just my ass, but I spend my whole life in a hospital. I never really... Well, no one has ever touched me before. Oh, sir, it feels so good, though. I can already feel myself getting wet. I'll spread my legs a little so that you can feel it too. Just be gentle, sir. I'm still so new. But I'm ready for you. See? I've already soaked through those pretty little lace tights you bought me. We might ruin them, but... I don't mind. Now when those fingers keep teasing my clit through the fabric... I had better put this kettle down before I drop it. I'm shaking so much. No, sir. I won't move. Not if you prefer to have me bent over the coffee table. Plus, this way I won't have to take off this adorable maid outfit. All we have to do is just slide off my stockings. Yes, sir. Just like that. And, you would have to stand behind me with your... cock throbbing as you watch my ass quiver and bounce. Oh, because I'm untouched and it feels amazing. Oh, I still want you so badly. Enter me, sir. Please, I promise I'm wet enough. I don't want to wait. I want your thick, hard cock inside me, filling me up, making me squirm. Oh, sir, please, let me serve you. Let my sweet little cunt serve you, all tight and new and soaking just for you. It's all yours, sir. You own it. So please, fill me up. Oh. Oh. Oh, sir. No, no, no. It doesn't hurt. You're just stretching me a bit. But it feels so wonderful. Just to be owned by you, and to be fucked by you. It's better than anything I could have ever imagined. Please, sir, don't stop. I want to take all of you, every single inch. Please, sir, please. Use me. Let me please you. I want to be yours, all yours. Touch my chest, too. You can feel how hard my nipples are through the fabric. That's all because of you, sir. Because of your cock. Please, sir, squeeze them harder. They're yours, too. All of me belongs to you. That's how I want it. It's to be yours, with you thrusting inside me, harder and harder and faster, until I can't take it anymore, and you can't take it anymore, and we both need to come. Oh, sir, please, I want to know that I pleased you. I want you to fill me up with your wonderful cum. Please, please, sir. I need it. I need you. Please, let me have it. Let me have all of it. This is better than anything I've ever known. And I want to share it with you. And I want... Oh, I want your cum. Please. I can't hold on any... I can't handle much more. Please, sir, let me have it. Oh, please, sir, let me have it. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That was... I don't know how to explain it. Unthinkable? Like I've never really lived until that moment. I'm not sure any of that makes sense, but I know I made the right choice. I was meant to be your maid and serve you however I can. Should you require any additional services, you know where to find me, sir.